afternoon and welcome to an exciting edition of In You All Along here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm really excited that Stereolab, one of my favorite bands, is playing this Sunday night in Boston after 10 years or more. And so they're going to be most of what you hear here in the next hour. So stay tuned.
Impossible. The ground. Yeah.
is everybody doing? Are you enjoying my monomaniacal quest to fill a show with nothing but Stereolab? I promise you there will be something that's not Stereolab. There won't be much. There won't be much. That's for sure. But there will be something somewhere. In any case, as I said, Stereolab are coming back to Boston for the first time in a very long time. Very long. Some of us never thought we'd see them again around these parts, but there they are, coming on back. So, if you don't have a ticket, find yourself a ticket. Find your way in. If you can't find your way in, let me know. Maybe I can help. We just heard three songs from the very earliest parts of Stereolab. Stereolab got together with Tim Gain and Laetitia Sadier, formed the band, and they are its only continuous members. Back in 1990, in the ashes of the band McCarthy, which you've heard here on In You All Along. And the three songs we heard just now, two of them were on one of their unending stream of EPs and singles, which is most of their output when you tally it all up. But those have all ended up on compilations, which is a giant slap in the face to those of us who dug through record bins for years and years and years trying to find them all. But that's okay. You kids, you deserve an easier life. So we just heard Éloge des Roses. I can't pronounce French. From which was the B-side of the John Cage Bubblegum single back in 1993 on the Duophonic ultra-high something discs, whatever they call their label, on the Duophonic label. Prior to that, we heard Au Grand Jour from the Super 45 EP from 1991 on the Too Pure label. And we opened with a track from Stereolab's first album in 1992. That album was Peng. And we heard the track Super Falling Star. Behind me right now is Iron Man, a release of Stereolab's that I think I had to write a letter with a check and send it to a record store that had it, because his records, it was a very, very rare 45, 7-inch, whatever you guys call it these days. What are the kids doing? What are the kids up to? Post it on Facebook.com/InYouAllAlong. Let me know what the kids are up to today. But yeah, I am very excited. And on that note, let's continue along. So I'm actually going to preface this by saying I first came across Stereolab at a point where I was running. Sometimes you just get to the point where, like, I need to listen to something new. I was tired of all the stuff I've been listening to for years. It was 1993, and I picked up an insert geared towards college students that was in the local newspaper in Northampton. It was called Off Campus. And I read the record reviews in the back, and there was a terrible review of something that sounded exactly like I would enjoy it. It sounded like the machines had come and started to make rock and roll with us. And I went out and picked up that album that was called Transient Random Noise Bursts with Announcements. And it included this track, Our Trinitrone Blast.
What you decide to be is what you are. You and your way.
Somehow there are only two songs in that set. That was not my intention, but there we go. So we just heard Wow and Flutter off 1994's album Mars Audiac Quintet. Oh my, what a big and bright and beautiful album Mars Audiac Quintet was. At that point, the only stereo lab that I owned was Transient Random Noise Burst with Announcements. Now, a lot like our Trinitone Blast, the previous song that I played, the first song in that set, it was stereo lab, like they did quite a lot. They dipped into all kinds of, they borrowed from their favorite influences here and there. Lots and lots of krautrock, lots of fuzz like the Velvet Underground, but digging deeper to Noi and the Free Design and who else? I mean, there's just lots and lots. You will listen, if you like kind of offbeat, very drony, artsy music from the 60s and 70s, you'll listen to things and you'll say, ah, Stereo Lab, that's where you got it from. And so they did a lot of sampling, and not really sampling, they did a lot of borrowing of parts of songs wholesale, but made them into something beautiful. There was a lot of collage going on. And Transient Random Noise Burst with Announcements is sort of most out there. I wish I could have found 18 minutes to play Jenny Andioline, which is such a beautiful long song. Also lifts a whole chunk of Noi there, or Faust maybe, one of those bands. But it's great. Very strange. Broke my mind when it needed it most, and led me into a whole new world of music. But following that, as I said, was the album Mars Audiac Quintet, which was more polished. It was more accessible, perhaps. But in my mind, it's their peak. And it's not to say that they went downhill after 1994, but it was kind of a perfect work. Some people will say that about the following album, Emperor Tomato Ketchup, but I happen to think that about Mars Audiac Quintet, which I've played plenty of over the years here, and will again. As I said, there was always a hunt on. Stereo Lab were my first band of the real, like, internet era, where there was, like, a website. A guy named Robin Humble, who was a math student down at Monash University in Australia, he had the only Stereo Lab website that existed, to anybody's knowledge, to my knowledge. They didn't really have their own website, and that was where I would find out about songs that I didn't know anything about, and you would go to the record store. There was one song that you couldn't get, and that was released on a CD that came with a magazine in England, and it was like reissued in Japan. And this guy, Robin, in Australia, had gotten himself a copy of that, because Australia, Japan, not that far apart, relatively speaking. And the way that I got my copy of this song, which you could not receive any other way, really, in the United States, without mailing lots of money overseas, he encoded it as an MP2, not 3. Still MP2 in those days. He uploaded it to his server in Australia. I dialed in from my parents' house in New Jersey to my account at UMass and left the modem running all night long just to download this song, Sieberbold. Thank you. Sorry, I apologize. That's it. No more Stereolab, not this time. You have to go to the show. And those of you with tenacity, perseverance, and or already purchased tickets can do just that. We just heard the song Captain Easy Chord. It's weird because I'm doing these songs kind of chronologically and then back announcing them, which is a feat of storytelling that only the trained DJ can accomplish. But Captain Easy Chord is on, I believe, the last Stereolab album that I own. They had kind of gone their own way in the 2000s and, you know, I was stuck in the past. But Captain Easy Chord was from 2001's Sound Dust. And it's got kind of a bittersweet refrain there. Let live what must live, die what must die. Because right after the recording of that album, one of the longest members of Stereolab, Mary Hansen, was killed in a traffic accident. And it was, you know, the band kind of, it changed after that. It lost some of its dimension, became something a little bit new, and eventually took more and more time away. At this point, 10 years away. So prior to that, we heard Les Zipper Sound from Emperor Tomatoes Tomato Ketchup in from 1996. I skipped over Dots and Loops in there, which is interesting because it really shows how they started to shift and got very much more electronic-y in the late 90s. But there is only so much time in this show. Emperor Tomato Ketchup was... I have a friend, my friend Bill Landisman, DJ from W something or other down there in New Jersey, the Core at Livingston College. He's no longer a DJ there. He was. We have a debate going as to where the turning point in the style of Stereolab was. Was it before Emperor Tomato Ketchup? Or is that album something on its own in between the newer stuff and the older stuff? Well, that's the kind of stuff that you can spend Sunday night talking about. Before that, also from 1996, from one of my favorite Stereo Lab releases, the four-song Fluorescences EP. That was Pinball. Very jaunty and ever-driving, as Stereo Lab so often are. And, of course, we opened up the set, as I said, with 1995's Super Bold. No, that is not the low-quality recording that I got over the phone lines literally from halfway around the world away. Kind of all the way around the world when you think about it. Anyway, I love those guys. I'm very, very happy to be seeing Stereo Lab again, and I hope that you were there with me, at least in spirit. Let's move on. We've got a couple more songs here before wrapping this thing up.
That picks up all that you say. There's a tiny man in a room who writes down all it relates. You can feel it there in the walls. It hums like Saturday night. You may not have noticed it yet, but it's been there all of your life. And if you don't watch what you say, if you don't watch what you do, if you don't clean up your act, they'll bring the bucks down on you. They'll bring the bucks down on you. There's a mechanical cat in the street, designed to look like a stray. Its eyes send photographs back to its antenna tail. And there's a mower next door in the lawn, idling out in the sun. Your neighbor was there last you looked, but somehow now he's gone. And if you don't watch what you say, if you don't watch what you do, if you don't clean up your act, they'll bring the bucks down on you. They'll bring the bucks down on you. You'd have to be insane to believe it. You'd have to be crazy not to see it. You'd have to be insane to believe it. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Late at night when you're tired, snuggled safe in your bed, you're all alone in your room, but not alone in your head. And if you don't watch what you say, if you don't watch what you do, if you don't clean up your act, they'll bring the bucks down on you. They'll bring the bucks down on you. They'll bring the bucks down on you. They'll bring the bucks down.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Steve is the man. And you know why he's the man? Because he has a smartphone and he takes pictures. That means that I'm a hero too. Are you? We just heard a couple of songs from a couple of local acts, because that's an important part of what happens here at In You All Along. Support the scene. The scene that keeps WMFO going, and vice versa. I just ran into a couple of my musician friends who said, I love WMFO, and it loves you back, friends. We just heard from, who did we hear from? We heard from Radio Compass with their song All Stars from 2018's Of A Girl, Before that, we heard from Nick Zeno, a great guy, local here in the area, with Giant Ant in the Sky from 2015's Blue Skies and Broken Arrows. Both of them will be playing this weekend at an excellent thing that I knew almost nothing about until I saw them setting up, and that is the Boston Local Music Festival happening down on City Hall Plaza, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Too many bands for me to possibly mention here, but what an amazing set of lineups. Three stages, 2 days, all local bands, and get yourself down there. I will post more info on the playlist when it gets posted later. Facebook.com/InYouAllAlong. Thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned for Celtic Dusk here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.